Welcome to Tales of History and Imagination, Eccentric Tales from History by Simone Whitlow. Hi everyone, sorry we did not get to episode 9 before we took a break. I'd picked a topic that I thought was perfectly fine. It was basically a modern-day cowboy tale, an early 20th century cowboy tale out in the middle of Central Asia, involving basically all manner of men wearing black hats. There were no sheriffs, there were all bad guys. I guess the location really became a bit of an issue in the wake of the shootings in Atlanta, Georgia, and this wave of anti-Asian violence. It did not feel the right time to put that out. I do have a short tale today, and I will be back with the next little block of full-on tales on the 21st of April. This one does come with a content warning. It does contain macabre, ghoulish subject matter. It's the kind of thing I've been saving for a Halloween tale, and it has actually been on the blog site as a Halloween tale. Taphophobia is the name given to the irrational fear of being buried alive. The word deriving from the Greek taphos, meaning grave or tomb, and phobos, fear. In 2020, it is accepted by most it is an irrational fear. Science and medicine has come along far enough to detect even the tiniest signs of life. For most of our history, however, this has not been the case. In 1895, J.C. Ousley, a physician for whom I could find very little information, stated his belief that even at the end of the 19th century, 2,700 English and Welsh were prematurely buried each year. Others stated this was an exaggeration. The real figure was only around 800 a year. For most of our history, life was determined by a heartbeat or signs of breathing. As it became possible to restart a stopped heart or lungs, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation was first used on drowning victims in France in 1740, and chest compressions in the USA from 1903. People in those conditions were recategorized unresponsive. Proof of life focused on brain death, something not defined in a modern sense until 1968. It shouldn't surprise anyone a great many poor souls were buried prematurely. Nor should it surprise anyone that there are a few horrifying stories of folk found while 6 feet under, who fought desperately to escape entombment. In July 1661, Lawrence Cawthorne was one such victim. A journeyman butcher working at London's Newgate Market, single and without property, he lived at a Mrs. Cook's boarding house. When Cawthorne fell ill, his landlord contrived to have him declared deceased as soon as possible. For one, his passing would free up the bed for another person. But also, with no next of kin, Mrs. Cook would inherit Cawthorne's possessions, but only if he died in her premises. 3 days after falling ill, without any condensation showing on the looking glass under his nose, Cawthorne was pronounced dead. As the last sod of earth was placed down, a tortured scream was heard from below. The undertakers dug down as frantically as they could, but it was all in vain. They cracked the coffin lid to find Lawrence Cawthorne passed. In his panic, he had shredded his funeral shroud and beat his face to a pulp trying to headbutt the coffin open. Alice Blunden of Basingstoke, buried in 1674, appears a slightly luckier tale, till you hear the story in its entirety. Having overdosed on poppy water, an opiate developed by the polymath Nicholas Culpepper, Blunden was pronounced deceased, when in fact she was in a deep coma. 2 days after her burial, a group of children playing in the graveyard heard her screams. The children didn't tell anyone for a day, finally spilling the beans to their school headmaster, who alerted the undertaker. The undertaker dug Blunden out. She was still alive, but in a bad way. Collapsing from the stress of her ordeal, she was again pronounced dead and reburied. Again she came to, the screams alerting locals the following night. However, this time she did pass on. When she was disinterred, a bloodied and bruised Blunden was found inside, this time having left deep scratch marks in the inside of the coffin lid. I have one final tale to tell you this, what would normally be a Halloween. Let's discuss Hannah Beswick. Hannah was born to a wealthy family in Lancashire in 1688, and actually had good reason to fear premature burial. When young, her brother John passed, or appeared to have passed on. At his funeral, just prior to the lowering of the top of the coffin, someone noticed John's eyelids were fluttering, and called a stop to the burial. John was re-examined by the family doctor, Charles White, declared alive after all, and made a full recovery. The experience left deep emotional scars on Hannah, and she insisted that when she passed, efforts would be made to keep her above ground long enough to confirm she really was dead. She approached Dr. White, tasking him to ensure this happened. Hannah passed on in 1758, and White kept his word. Well, kind of. To preserve a body while out in the open, White, a man with a love of cabinets of curiosities, embalmed her. Having mummified her body through an experimental method, her body was then placed inside the frame of a grandfather clock. Anna's will made it clear that she was not to be buried until certain she was dead, but the doctor and his followers took it to an absurd level. For well over a century, her body would be kept, at some time in Manchester Museum on display, while family members fought over her will and supposed hidden fortune, but that's a whole story for another day. And Hannah Beswick, the Manchester mummy, would not be officially declared deceased, to be buried, until 22nd of July, 1868. Okay, that's it for today. We will be back in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks for listening. This has been Tales of History and Imagination. All episodes are written by me, Simone Whitlow. Produced and all music, yours truly. Visit the blog at www.historyandimagination.com. We'd love it if you followed us on the social media, links in the liner notes. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave a positive review on the podcatcher of your choice. We'll be back in 2 weeks for more Tales of History and Imagination.